once again, left side of your radio. Number 22, Brandon Potter, the junior, inbounding this for Sandusky to the right wing, top of the key to Stone. Stone over to Potter, left wing, back up to Stone, top of the key. Over to the right wing, Bingar by Seltz. Going to work in the post, kicks for the three-pointer from the left wing. No good from Potter, and rebound Harbor Beach.
Schulke grabbed that rebound with authority.
Austin sells for three in the corner. This one's no good. A long tip from Seaman, and the offensive board keeps the possession alive for Harbor Beach into John Schulke's hands. Double screen coming up from up the top, over dribbles over to the left wing. Into Seltz, down into Oki in the left block. At the free throw line, Lemanski for the jump shot, no good. And ripped down by Brandon Potter, the first rebound for Sandusky of the night. 5.5 to play in the first. It's 2-0 Harbor Beach. Sandusky with the ball down at the right post into the paint to number 11. This one falls for Danny Hale on the give and go, and we're tied at 2 apiece. 5:20 left in the first. Austin Seltz gives it to Josh Schulke. Slight pressure from Sandusky. Over to Cody Seaman, right wing. He takes the jump shot from 18 feet. No good. Rebound at Dalton Oki. No, ripped away by Danny Hale. 5 minutes remain in the first. Tied at 2. Sandusky trying to keep it up. Drives into the lane. That would be number 11. Danny Hale drives right against Dalton Oki. And he gets this one to fall. 2 points, and it's the first lead for Sandusky on the night. 4-2. Sandusky on top. 4:48, feed it to Dalton Oki. Can't get that one to fall. And rebound, finally long rebound out to Brandon Potter. Sandusky likes it, and they should, with 4:38 left in the first quarter. Top of the key to Joe Stone over to the right wing. Kicks it back out to the left wing to number 33, Lasecki. Back up to the top to Potter. Now Stone with it. Left wing against Schulke over to the right wing. Thought about taking it against Oki, does not. Instead, Danny Hale goes into the lane, lifts this one off the backboard and in for two. Danny Hale with all 6 points for Sandusky on the night. It's 6-2 Sandusky with 4:08 left in the first quarter. Seltz on the left wing over to Seaman, top of the key to reset the offense. No one guarding him. He pulls up for the jump shot from the free throw line. This one's off the iron, rebounded by Josh DeCamp. Danny Hale going against Lemanski. Lemanski lunges out, and he's going to get charged with the block. This will be the first foul of the night and the first team foul against Harbor Beach, and Lemanski's first foul. Substitution for Harbor Beach number 5, Brady Kirsch. He's going to replace Devin Lemanski. Brady Kirsch, a sophomore. He stands at 6'1". Sandusky ball on the baseline, kicks it out to number 45. DeCamp back down to the baseline, tried to feed to Danny Hale, and Josh Schulke got a tip on it, and it's stolen. First turnover for Sandusky. Seltz goes up for the layup in transition. He is fouled by number 45, Josh DeCam, and he'll go to the line for 2 shots. That's the first team foul against Sandusky. Austin Seltz coming off of a injury. He actually played down in Memphis in a 26-point victory over the Yellow Jackets tonight on his home court the first time. First free throw's up, and it's good. It's 6-3, Sandusky by 3 with 3:41 left in the first. Very large knee brace on the left knee of Austin Seltz.
For a three-point shooter, getting on the foul line is very important.
And the second free throw, good as well. It's 6-4. Harbor Beach's deficit cut down to only 2 points. Here comes Sandusky dribbling up. That'd be number 33, Lasecki. To number 45, DeCamp for the left elbow for the jump shot. That one looks smooth, and it's good for 2. It's 8-4. Sandusky by 4. 3.5 to play in the first. Schulke across the timeline, left, right across the radio, white jerseys. Austin Seltz for 3, right wing. It's good. Austin Seltz with 5 points of Harbor Beach's 7. We're back to a 1-point game. Sandusky with 8, Harbor Beach with 7. Brandon Potter, right wing against Kirsch. Skip pass in the left corner to Joe Stone. He dribbles back up to the top, over to the right wing to Hale. Hale with the ball above his head, back over to Potter. Out of the right wing, feeds it down to the right block. Into number 12, Joe Stone. For 3, right wing, this one's no good. From DeCam, rebound Josh Schulke. Dalton Oki goes up for the slam, and he is fouled, the intentional foul against Sandusky. Dalton Oki had about 2 steps ahead of him, went up for the slam, and he got hammered down, and he'll go to the line for 2 shots, an intentional foul against the Redskins. Number 22, Brandon Potter. No love lost between the Sandusky Redskins and Dalton Oki. And he'll go to the line for 2 shots.
Plus, Harbor Beach is going to be getting the ball back.
First free throw off the back of the iron, no good. Sandusky celebrates.
Dalton Oki is on the foul line 39% this year.
He's a big man. What do you expect?
But second he hit one, that one.
Second one rattles home for a point, and we're tied at 8. Second tie of the game, one lead change thus far. Sandusky's led by as many as 4, Harbor Beach 2. Cody Seaman inbound on the right side of your radio on the baseline. Looking for the open man. It's Josh Shelkey at the top. Over to Cody Seaman for 3, left wing. It's up. This one's long. Austin Sells gets the rebound, and he lets that one in for the 6-foot jump shot. 5 rebounds for Harbor Beach thus far. Sandusky nearly threw it away. Potter with it at the top of the key. Over to Danny Hale, left wing. Plus about 8 feet, maybe 12 feet beyond the 3-point arc. 2:15 left in the first. Harbor Beach with the lead, 10-8. At the right elbow to Cam. Back out to Lasecki. To Stone. Against Shelkey, top of the key.
Sandusky's really spread this out, too.
To Cam at the right wing. Feeds it into Hale at the right block, and he goes to work, and it's good for 2. Danny Hale with 8. We're back tied at 10. Sandusky coming with the pressure. Harbor Beach breaks it. Cody Seaman dribbling, and it's nearly stolen away as Cody Seaman blocked his defender, his Sandusky out, and let it go out of bounds. It'll be Harbor Beach ball right in front of the Sandusky bench.
Both teams are throwing their bodies all over the place like this is a hockey game. That's why we're talking hockey earlier.
This feels like a district basketball game here. These folks need to play one more time after this. Josh Shelkey, top of the key to Cody Seaman, right wing, against Hale. Minute 40 left in the first, tied at 10. Austin Seltz, right wing, back up to Cody Seaman. Tristan Payton into the ears here of the 3-man official crew. Screen coming from Seaman, Shelkey at the top of the key against Hale. Hale making himself big at the free throw line, spinning down to Dalton Oki. He can't hang on to this one, and it's ripped away by Sandusky. First turnover for the Pirates. Joe Stone. Top of the key, over to Lasecki against Seltz. Drives into the lane. It goes off of Josh Shelkey's backside. And they're actually going to say it's Harbor Beach ball. So a turnover, according to the call, against Sandusky, their second of the night. Full court press coming from Sandusky. 4 black jerseys in front of the half court line. Kirsch with it at the free throw line, except the opposite of the free throw line. Skip pass to Seltz. They break the press. He's at the left wing. Now down to the right block to Oki under the post. He goes up for the layup. That one can't fall. And it's brought in by Josh DeCam.
The Sandusky student section is right down there where Oki just missed the shot. I think he's pushing a little bit. He just needs to relax out there.
Less than a minute to play. Number 22, Potter goes up for the shot. This one's way too far. And Oki goes up for the rebound, and he gets fouled on the way down. It'll be the third team foul against Sandusky. Harbor Beach ball on 90 feet from their own hoop. And it goes against number 45. Early foul trouble for Josh DeCam. That's 2 fouls. Kirsch into Seaman. 85 feet from the hoop. And he bounces it off Potter. It goes out of bounds. And Harbor Beach will try this one again with 39.6 seconds left. We're tied at 10 apiece in Harbor Beach, Michigan, as Sandusky Redskins are on the road. Feeds it into Austin Seltz, into the middle to Josh Shelkey, to Cody Seaman. Now we've got a track race. Seaman goes up for the layup, and Dalton Oki is called for the moving screen. He blocked out his defender, number 52, Connor Green, to go to open up the lane for Seaman, and he gets called with the offensive foul. It'll be a ball control foul. Sandusky with the ball, 90 feet from the hoop, right side of your radio, with 32 seconds left in the first quarter. 10-10, Harbor Beach and Sandusky all tied up. Expected a great one coming in. The first quarter has been nothing less. Stone in the left wing against Shelkey. Dribbles back up top of the key, still dribbling with his right hand. Gets it to Danny Hale. Danny Hale directing traffic in the screen now from Connor Green. Top of the key, Hale drives into the lane, kicks it out to Joe Stone for the 3 from the corner. This one's air ball. Too far, brought in by Danny Hale, though, on the offensive rebound. Kicks it out for the 3 from Potter. This one's no good. Hale gets the rebound again, and he's too late for the putback as we've reached the end of the first quarter. All square at 10 apiece on the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial